Sarah Sobrevino, Sarah.
Hello.
Weekly Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Weekly Corner?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that you fell.
We just talking about that on the air.
Yes. So
Facebook people saw that.
Yes. Yeah. Because did you hear Maggie's impossible question today?
No, I didn't, actually.
So her question today was 64% of people have dreamt about this.
Yes.
And it's falling.
Falling.
Not necessarily falling on the ground, but just like probably falling through the sky or
through
whatever.
Space.
So that got me thinking about dreams. And so that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Today, yeah.
Dreams.
So in the average lifetime, a person will have over 100,000 dreams.
Wow.
Yeah. That might include dozens of dreams in a single night. Humans
really?
Spend about 2 hours dreaming per night, and each dream lasts around 5 to 20 minutes, although the dreamer may perceive the dream as being much longer than this. Unless a dream is particularly vivid, and if you wake up during or immediately after it, the content of the dream is typically not remembered. I don't remember my dreams very often. Do you?
It's funny you should say this, because I had a dream last night that I do remember. It seemed very long and very vivid.
Yeah.
And it's such a strange dream.
Yeah. So the recollection of dreams is extremely unreliable, though it is a skill that can be trained, apparently.
You train yourself to remember?
Dreams can usually be recalled if a person is awakened while they're dreaming. Did that happen to you?
I don't know if I woke up from that. I remember the dream. I will tell you during the break. I will tell you what the dream was.
So women tend to have more frequent dream recall than men. But according to researchers, we typically forget about 95% of our dreams.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The content and function of dreams have been topics of scientific, philosophical, and religious interest throughout recorded history. Dream interpretation, practiced by the Babylonians in the 3rd millennium BCE and even earlier by the ancient Sumerians, figures prominently in religious texts in several traditions and has played a lead role in psychotherapy.
Oh.
The scientific study of dreams is called onirology.
Onirology.
Right.
Okay.
Now, it's not known where in the brain dreams originate, if there is a single origin for dreams, or if multiple regions of the brain are involved, or what the purpose of dreaming is for the body or mind.
Sure.
Yeah, a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah.
But dreaming can happen during any stage of sleep, but they are most prolific and intense during the REM stage, when your brain activity is high and resembles that of being awake.
Okay.
Dreams during REM sleep are typically more vivid, fantastical, and or bizarre, even though they may involve elements of waking life.
Oh.
By contrast, non-REM dreams tend to involve more coherent content that involves thoughts or memories grounded to a specific time and place.
Mm.
The majority of REM sleep happens during the second half of a normal sleep period, which means that dreaming tends to be concentrated in the hours before waking up.
Okay.
Which maybe that's why you remember them, because it's right before
right
you wake
before
up.
You wake, right before you wake, sure. Makes sense.
According to a 1996 study, between 60 and 75% of adults have recurring dreams, and women are more likely to have them than men.
Hmm.
Common recurring dreams include being chased or pursued, falling, flying, hiding, and your teeth falling out.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've never had that dream, but I know that is a common one.
That means stress.
Does that mean?
That's what that means.
Okay. But
yeah, I've never had that either.
Okay.
I'm just checking to make sure they're all still there.
Now, a 2005 study found that different types of cheese can affect your dreams.
Is this right?
Yes. Now, cheese has tryptophan in it, which can help you sleep, right?
By the way, what doesn't have tryptophan? I thought it was just turkey.
No,
and
there's
everything.
A lot of things that have tryptophan.
Turns out.
And now, the study was conducted by the British Cheese Board and discovered that subjects who ate cheddar cheese dreamt more about celebrities.
Is this right before sleep or just at all?
I think it was like right before sleep. And it wasn't like a lot of cheese.
No.
It wasn't like
a whole wheel.
Right. People who ate blue cheese experienced bizarre dreams.
Buffalo.
Cheshire gave the best night's sleep but caused dreamlessness. People who ate red Lancashire had nostalgic dreams about their families and childhood, and ones who ate blue Lancashire dreamt mostly about their work.
I feel like they're selling cheese with this. I feel like that is a cheese marketing thing.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered if your dog dreams?
I have wondered that,
Sarah.
Does she
seem like she does?
She seems like she's got something going on
while
she's sleeping.
Now, research suggests that all mammals experience REM sleep, and scientists have found that the same areas of the brain that light up for humans when we dream also light up in dogs, suggesting that we dream in a similar way.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Dreams usually begin for the average dog after about 20 minutes of slumber while they're in REM sleep. And if you're wondering how you can tell your dog is dreaming, their eyes may dart behind their closed lids, like they're looking at something. My dog does that all the time. Their breathing may become shallow and irregular. Their paws, body, or tail may twitch, and that they might also make faint barks or whimpers. Yeah. My dog does all of those things.
The whimpers and the feet, like moving, like
she's
trying
to run. Sometimes he wags his tail, which is very cute.
That's cute.
But yeah, he's like howled in his sleep.
Really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like a real, like loud howl?
No, like a quiet, like, ooh, yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. That's really cute. All right. Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with the dreams, did you, Sarah?
Yes, yeah, so we're going to play Your Wildest Dreams by Moody Blues.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Moody Blues, Your Wildest Dreams, the name of that jam. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play it?
Well, because you were talking about dreams.
We were.
Today. Yeah.
All about dreams. Mm-hmm. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Humans spend about 2 hours dreaming per night.
But we forget about 95% of our dreams.
And between 60 to 75% of adults have recurring dreams.
There you go.
Yeah.
I did share my weird dream last night. It was
bowling.
So vivid, and it was very long. It was one of those that felt long.
It felt long, yeah.
It felt long.
But you remembered it, like, when you woke up, like,
in
very
great
specifically.
Great detail. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
wow.
So interesting.
I'm really curious about that. So there are people who interpret dreams, right?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, dream dictionaries and things like that online.
Okay. I'm just
how
curious.
Accurate they are, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I don't know either. All right, folks want to learn more about dreams. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. Plus, we stream this live on Facebook every day at 4:10. You can tune in there, watch, see behind-the-scenes stuff, and then we archive the video up on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the entire library. It's all right there. All right, you back tomorrow, fresh episode for a Throwback Thursday?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it, Sarah. In the meantime, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams, and stay warm.
Stay warm. I'll dream about bowling again tonight. Maybe croquet. Who knows? More of your favorites on the way. Traffic, weather next on Legends 102.7.